Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rashonda Fuller back on the show. Rashonda is a social media expert extraordinaire, founder of My Social Media Mentors.com, an online training resource for individuals and businesses, and she is a great member of our brain trust. Rashonda Fuller, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, for having me. I'm excited to be back.
You're always welcome here. Thanks for being here. So let's before we get started in the specific thing you want to talk about, I was saying something before you joined us to the audience about social media and the generations. You know, we have generations out there who are social media is not only second nature to them. They can't live without it.
This is true.
I mean, literally, they can't imagine their existence without social media. Mm-hmm. And then you got people who grew up without it and could do without it, right?
Correct.
And what I'm trying to show that last group, trying to help that last group understand, is that if I can appreciate, because I'm in that group too, if I can appreciate, if I can see the value, especially to my business of social media, then they can too, because what the thing that we're dealing with right now is our customers have evolving expectations, and more of our customers up the generation age range are expecting us to find them, to talk to them, to meet them in social media platforms. What do you think?
I totally agree, and I think we talked about this before, Jim, you know, whether or not even business owners can survive without using social media. And the answer to that is yes, you may be able to survive, but you're not going to thrive, if you will. Pew Research Center studies show that 89% of 18 to 29-year-olds are using some form of social media, and 43% of users are over the age of 65. So it behooves any business owner, whether what you're what I call a solopreneur or a small business owner, to, you know, meet them where they're at. Our customers expect us to meet them where
That's
they're
right.
at. And
That's
if you're
right.
not, you're basically leaving money on the table.
Well, if you're thinking that you're going to go and find your customer at the same place every time from now on, and you might say, well, but that customer's always been there. Well,
right.
they're not always going to be there because I don't think I've told you this story, Rashonda, but a while back I was in an airport and I saw two guys who were obviously buddies traveling together, 70 in their 70s, clearly in their 70s. One of them was showing the other a cool new app he just found.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
I love to see it.
So those guys, both of those guys have new expectations, and they were definitely even not even baby boomers. So anyway, let's talk about, now that we've got everyone's attention, talk to us about something new that we need to be focusing on, Facebook Live.
Well, Facebook Live is fairly new for the general population, if you will. At first, it was something that was exclusive for, you know, let's say celebrities, big brands, and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm getting right now is a lot of people who are coming to me and they're having a hard time reaching their audience because Facebook obviously has a pay-to-play platform, right? So the organic reach is a little more challenging than it used to be. So I just wanted to share a little tip with you all to say that
when you say the let's slow down for a second. When you say the organic reach, what you're saying is, well, explain that. When you say that, what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by organic reach is this. They have a pay-to-play business model, so that's paid advertising.
Ads.
So not only do you have to pay to grow your audience, but you have to pay to reach them. And back in the day, when social media was still kind of new, you had what we call organic reach, where, you know, you were able to reach your audience without
having
to pay.
That was back when it was fun, right?
Yeah, exactly. But you were able to reach your audience without having to pay based off of their interaction mm-hmm. with you and the quality of your content. But
that's when all they needed to justify their existence was eyeballs.
Yes, that's all they
now
needed.
Now
they had a bigger goal in mind, right?
Now they want your blood.
They want your blood, and I totally get it. It's business. So for us, you know, a lot of my clients are saying, well, how do I still reach my audience without having a huge budget? And one of the things I say is, here's a little trick. Facebook has kind of changed its algorithm a bit, and what they're doing when they incorporated Facebook Live is pushing all of the live videos to the top of the feed. So your audience will be able to see when you're streaming live. They get the notifications that you're going live. It's bumped up to the top of the feed, so you're still able to get the visibility on your business that you need. So that's one of the things that I tell my clients is start to embrace being in front of the camera, you know, giving a behind-the-scenes look at what you're doing, whatever sort of content that you can share, because that's the way to get around that organic reach, because they're going to automatically...
And this is a way for Facebook to fight YouTube?
Well, not so much as fighting YouTube, because this is a live stream. See, what Facebook Live is, it's a live streaming
capability. It's always live,
but then it records it and it saves it, so they can come back and watch it anytime,
right.
Or you can repurpose it and use it at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you use Facebook as your production company.
Correct.
You produce the video and you put it, but they're processing it live though, right?
Exactly. So I could actually be having a live video right now streaming as I'm speaking with
right,
you. And the difference is we don't have to worry about editing video and anything like that. They're seeing it in real time.
That's what I'm saying. They're your production company, basically.
Basically so. But you don't have to worry about the editing or anything
right,
like that. It's
right.
Just, it's awesome.
And so now, this is, so I could do this if I'm a company and I want to. Go ahead.
I was just saying, anyone can do it. Now we have the capability. The general public has the capability
and
to go
free.
Live. It's totally free. It's
not
it's
pay to play for this.
It's
even if,
not pay
even
to
if
play.
I want, so even what, if I want to hawk a product.
Even if, no matter what it is you want to utilize
for now. For now, right?
Yes.
Because right
no
now
matter
they
how
just
you
want
to use.
Right now they just want people to use the darn thing.
They just want people to use the darn thing. That's all they want is to get more eyeballs on
right.
their site, and they want to keep us there.
And I encourage you to do that, folks. But remember, eventually, sooner probably than later now, they will eventually want your blood. Right?
Well, they're getting our blood in every other way possible.
I know, but you can't tell me that Facebook Live is going to be free forever. It's not going to be.
Well, you and
so
I
jump on it,
know.
Folks. Jump on it while you can. Rashawn, I need
you
your website.
Jump on it.
I need your website quickly.
www.mysocialmediamentors.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.